Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes and Happy New Year. Hugh, lovely holiday season.
Yes.
But it was just a tad costly, let's put it that way. So I'm not going to stop buying wine, but I need to find some bargains out there.
I couldn't agree with you more. In keeping with our post-holiday tradition and from the save a few bucks while still enjoying yourself theme, here are a few what I call dollar stretcher red wines to help with the winter chill while remaining solvent upon receipt of the holiday bills. Okay, so from Spain's Sandalo Estates comes a wine called, it's either Camel Leopard or Camel Leopard. I'm really not sure about the pronunciation. Cabernet Sauvignon. I couldn't find a vintage anywhere on the bottle. So I'm assuming it's a non-vintage wine.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is surprisingly good fun, fruit forward and soft and round on the palate. The wine features generous flavors of cherry, berry, spice, and a touch of anise. It's a good match for burgers or pizza, and this is a great example of what I'm calling everyday red. And at $10.99, it is a dollar stretcher indeed.
Was it recognizable as Cab Sauv?
For the most part, yes.
That's good.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it was fairly correct. The name is an archaic English word for giraffe, and the label features a whimsical giraffe illustration. So this is pure fun, and in today's world, that can definitely be an asset.
Right.
Next up, a 2021 California red blend called Farmhouse. This is the Farmhouse Red. This is a project from the famous Klein Winery. So all of a sudden, there's a certain serious quality provenance to this wine here, and the wine delivers. It's a blend of, now this is kitchen sink. This is a blend of Zinfandel, Mourvèdre, Cabernet Sauvignon, Pinot Noir, Syrah, Grenache, and Petite Syrah.
Hey, what do you got left over after a harvest?
So you might be inclined to think that the wine would lack harmony, but it works. It's kind of interesting. Deep ruby flavors and aromas of plum, berries, vanilla, oak, and spice. The wine is juicy and fresh and offering enough complexity to maintain interest while welcoming an opportunity for pure hedonism.
Nice.
It's fun. A good word is versatile. And at $15.99, it is versatile indeed. So lastly, a true bargain Bordeaux. Yes, you heard that right. From our friend Frank Agostini, who has this Frank's Signature Selections wine group that he's put together. This is called Chateau Grand Portail, and its subname is La Croix Blanche, Bordeaux from 2020. It's a blend of 95% Merlot, 5% Cabernet Sauvignon, and the wine is fresh, accessible, features flavors and aromas of plum, cassis, cherry, tobacco. So there's some stuff going on here. Finishes with a subtle peppery note. And at $14.99, this is truly an everyday Bordeaux. And that's rare.
You just heard my jaw dropping.
Yeah, pretty nice Bordeaux for $14.99.
That's amazing.
We're going to put all three of these on the website. It's tough to pick a wine of the week here, but the Farmhouse Red, for its sheer easy drinking pleasure, is this week's selection for Wine of the Week.
That sounds like the Bordeaux is the value of the week.
It's a great value.
Whoa, that's really something. As Hugh says, we're going to put them on the website. Hope you can look it up and make a shopping list. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.